KC5GOI, net control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services. At this time, we're calling forth a training net. Are there any stations with emergency traffic? Please come now. Okay, nothing heard. At any point in time, if stations have emergency traffic, please use the term break. An emergency is constituted when there is a threat to life or immediate property. This is KC5GOI. I'll be your net control for the Aries training net tonight. Do I have any of the assistant emergency coordinators on frequency at this time?
KC5GOI.
KG6LE.
W5GVGF.
W5TSC.
Okay, I have KD5JLY, KG6LE, W5GM, and W5TFV. Do I have any other AACs at this time?
M5VVS.
Okay, I have N5VVS, and I do know that Denise is not going to be available for this evening. Appreciate all the AACs checking in. Okay, at this time, I'm going to take regular station logins at this time. Please come with your call sign phonetically.
Hello, Delta 5, Mike McCutcheon.
Hello, 5, Juliet, Romeo, November.
Kilo Charlie 5, Hotel Romeo.
Okay, I have KD5MVO, K5JRN, and KC5HHR. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
YC.
November 5, X-ray, Kilo Bravo.
November 5, NCV.
K5TKU.
Okay, I have KD5YSD, N5XKB, WB5NZV, and WA5TKU. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Okay, last station, try again one more time. Otherwise, it sounds like you've got radio trouble. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
Mike, November, Oscar.
A-R-E-S, net.
Okay, gotcha, Greg. KD5MNO. If you can, you're going to need to improve on your location, though. Your signal's pretty weak. Any other stations at this time?
Relay.
Okay, station calling relay. Go ahead.
SKG6LE. I believe that station that's cutting out is Kilo Echo 5 Alpha November Romeo. He may have trouble with his PL because I'm hearing him loud and clear on the input down here in South County. Over.
Okay, appreciate that. Don, would you give me the last three of his call sign one more time?
Well, let me verify it with him. Was that correct? KE5ANR? Okay, yes, that's correct. I heard him on the input. Did you hear him on the output, guy?
No, sir, Don, he didn't even bring it up that time. But I appreciate the relay, and we'll come back to him in a little bit. And actually, I like the way that happened because it can serve as a good example.
Okay. Thought I'd mention that, and we'll work out the PL problem here after the net. KG6LE.
Okay, I have KE5ANR. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
Echo 5, Bravo Uniform Delta.
Okay, I believe I got KE5 BUD. Any other stations at this time?
ARESNET.
Alrighty, at this time I'll stop taking check-ins, and we will make one further round after we go through roll call. We're going to have a fairly short net tonight. Mainly it's just going to be for announcements that the Area's Planning Committee has for everyone, and so you've got some things to think about and to let you know what we're kind of working on at this time. First, I'm going to go through the AEC check-ins in case somebody has anything else that they'd like to cover. This is KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Area's Training Net. KD5JOI, go ahead, Henry.
Okay, I don't have anything.
Okay, appreciate it, Henry. And I would like to remind all stations, after you finish your transmission, please end it with your call sign. KG6LE, go ahead.
Good evening, KG6LE. I'm working on the ID cards, and I would like to request that anyone that has any photo-grade paper, double-sided, that if you would bring one sheet of paper to the meeting, I sure could use that for a little bit of experimentation. I won't have any ID cards available at the meeting, but I would like to sort of experiment with the different papers available, try to get the best quality print that I can. And if you'd bring one sheet of paper so I could experiment with the different kinds, if it's double-sided, then please make a note of which company and the paper specification so I can get some more. I would appreciate it. Other than that, nothing for the net. KG6LE.
Okay, Don, appreciate it. W5GM, go ahead.
Good evening to you, Guy, and to the rest of the net. W5GM on the Flyer Mound. Everybody did a pretty good job checking into the net. One of the things I did notice, though, some people tended to deviate from the standard ITU phonetics. We need to work on that. If you don't know what the proper phonetics are, I think you can go to the AWR website, and there's probably a nifty little chart that you can use to guide you in the correct way, because it makes net control's job that much easier if everyone spells out or does their call sign slowly and phonetically. We don't have any confusion or have to ask for any fills. And as far as KE5ANR, we'll work with him here after the net and figure out what's up with his equipment. Back to you, guys. This is W5GM.
Okay, appreciate the check-in, Jay. Thank you. W5TFV, go ahead.
I have nothing for the net, guys. W5TFV.
Appreciate it, Jerry. N5VVS, go ahead, Bill.
And good evening to the net. Nothing from this end. N5VVS.
Okay, appreciate that. I'm going to take another round of check-ins at this time. Do I have any other stations wishing to check into the Area's Training Net at this point? Alrighty, I'm going to cover my points that I wanted to touch on tonight, and then we'll go through roll call and have everybody place their comments. First thing I wanted to let everybody know, I have had a meeting with the City of Denton recently, and I found that since there was a change of hands and that change in the emergency and the communications director happened a while back, it was a good opportunity to talk with her about what Denton County Aries, as far as an entity, what we can do as far as what we can do to augment communications for the city, be it handling health and welfare traffic, or if we had to supplement the, say, if their radio system was to go down or hit saturation, they needed additional communications. I have another meeting on the 20, pending on the 29th with the county to cover very similar issues, and I have asked the city, and I'm going to ask the county as well, if there's anything that they think that any need they might perceive that we might be able to fill in and assist on, and depending on what the request is, we can determine whether it's something we can actually fulfill or not. Going along with that next train of thought, and I'm not asking for volunteers tonight, but if you would please contact any one of the AECs or myself, and once again, I am now your emergency coordinator, so you can feel free to contact me. KD5JOY Henry, KG6LE Don, W5GMJ, W5TFE Jerry, or N5VVS Bill, or 85MY Denise. You can speak to any one of those people if you have any suggestions or if you want to volunteer for this next item. What we are looking for is to build a base of operators that can act as net control. KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. The idea behind that is, depending on the size and the severity of some sort of an event, we may have more than one net going on. You may find that on 9-2 and 517 link that we may be doing a specific type of traffic, but we want to limit people from checking into that net. Depending on the circumstances, we may use the UHF repeater, which is 444.050, or separate the link between 9-2 and 517 and dedicate one of those machines as a frequency to check in with a separate net control, and then that net control will can get the information from you as far as where are you, what your capabilities are, and then send you to the location that we might need you. So it's a resource management, but it frees up the main net to gather the information that they need. Next thing on the list is the disaster plan that Denton County Aries maintains. I wanted to announce to everyone that Denise Jackson and Jerry Smith are in the process of updating that plan. It was in need for some name changes, equipment changes because of things have changed over the years, so we're in the process of updating that. When we get that plan completed and we're ready to publish it, we're going to convert it to an Adobe Acrobat format, and we will publish it on the den-aries.org website for everyone to download. And that will be updated and adjacent to the Skywarn plan. Inside the disaster plan, it's going to state what you can expect from net control procedurally wise, frequencies to tune to, and also kind of give you an idea of what net control is going to expect from you, so everybody knows what the playing field looks like. In that list is going to be a list of the simplex frequencies that we are going to use. When we refer to a simplex frequency, we're going to give it a specific designator. The designator will be in the plan. We also plan on publishing that in the Skywarn plan as well.
A-R-E-S-NET.
The idea between doing the simplex frequencies is so we have a set of established known frequencies that people can go to in case we do have a situation where we have a repeater fail, if we have a small event, for example, the Rosebud Run, or if we need to segment off, you know, a local area, say we've got something that's about a city block or two, or very localized type event, that way the repeaters can be freed up if they're up and running, and, you know, in case something was to happen to them, without clogging the machine up, but also fitting in with Part 97s, using simplex when you can do it and using minimal power. Next item on the list is I am in the process of planning a meeting with all the assistant emergency coordinators, and we're going to do a tabletop exercise. The tabletop exercise may also involve some of the volunteers that want to act, that are willing to help us build this base of net control. We're going to come up with an event. We're going to work through our end of it so we can get as many bugs and kinks out of it. The plan is, but I do not have a date, is for Denton County Aries to do their own training net, or actually a disaster simulation. It will be announced ahead of time with the general plan, and this will keep us, this will give us a chance to practice what we're doing independent of a city or a county level training net or a simulation. Okay, the last item on the list tonight, and it goes along with the disaster simulation that we'll probably be doing. I'm gonna probably estimate late fall, early winter, but it'll be before it gets really super cold.
A-R-E-S.
Is your basic deployment equipment list. Now, this is not the full basic list, but just things to kind of keep an eye on. We'd like for you to have a 2-meter HT, a mag mount that you can throw in a vehicle, because you don't know if in a particular circumstance if you're going to get put with a police car, an ambulance, a fire truck, depending on the situation. An earphone so you don't drive the people you're riding with batty. Paper and pencil, preferably a couple of pens, cause you, or one of those pencils that you click on and it's always got lead. If you take the old wooden pencils that we used in school, the first time you break the point, you're going to kind of be, you know, cussing under your breath. Your Aries identification card, when we get those released. Spare batteries for your radio. We would like you to have a flashlight, appropriate clothing, and enough food and water to last about 8 hours. There isn't a 72-hour checklist, but when we start developing the rapid response teams, and I want to start looking at that around September, so please be thinking about that. This information will be published on the Aries website, and we will talk about it again. The 72-hour deployment list goes in a little more detail and specifically tools in case you have to throw up a setup similar to, say, the field day side. KC5GO1 at control, Denton County Aries Training Net. The last thing I want to say is I want to thank the City of Denton for providing us with the gasoline power generator that we used at field day and the use of South Lakes Park. If it wasn't for the city, we would have had to use alternate methods, and we may not have had some of the conveniences that we had at the park. Alrighty, with that, I'm going to take any last check. Do I have anyone wanting to check into the net at this time? Alrighty, KD5MNO, go ahead.
Could you come back to me in a couple minutes?
The QSL, Greg. KD5MVO. Go ahead, Steven.
KD5MVO, good afternoon, everybody in the net. Glad you mentioned the supply list there. It's a good idea. Other than that, nothing else for the net. KD5MVO.
K5JRN, go ahead.
KC5GOI in the net. This is K5JRN. A good net guy. I want to say that I appreciate getting the text message page on my cell phone. It worked very, very well, and it also served to remind me of tonight's net. So that's a very good tool for us. And that's all I have. This is K5JRN.
Thank you, Cy. KC5HHR, go ahead.
Good evening, guy. I have nothing to add. KC5HHR.
KD5YSD, go ahead.
Good evening, guy, and fellow net members. I have nothing to add. KD5YSD.
Appreciate it, John. N5XKB, go ahead.
Good evening. I have no comments or other information to add to the net this evening. Back to net control. N5XKB.
Thank you. WB5NZV, go ahead.
Net.
Evening, guy in the net. WB5NZV. Have nothing further, guys. Just let you know my page did work.
Okay, appreciate it. WA5TKU, go ahead, Wes. And I would like to know if you got the second page this evening.
WA5TKU, a guy, my cell phone's turned off right now, so I don't know if I have it. I'll have to check on that, and I'll let you know later. I did get the first page earlier in the day, and I have nothing else. So WA5TKU.
Okay, appreciate it, Cy. KE5ANR, if you can make the machine, try it again, and I'll try and listen on the reverse. Alrighty, I was able to hear you on the input just fine, so I'm not real sure what the issue is there, but got your check-in, appreciate it. KE5BUD, go ahead.
Evening guy on the net, and I have no further comments for the net. KE5BUD.
Okay, appreciate it. KD5MNO, go ahead, Greg.
Okay, now we're ready. Now I got the page earlier today and the one earlier. I have a couple of general announcements or reminders that I've got from another source, and you'll probably recognize where it comes from, guy. Don't speculate on anything relating to an emergency. There may be hundreds of people listening to what you say, other amateurs, media, general public, using scanners. Any incorrect information could cause serious problems for the served agencies or others. Basically, just be mindful of what you say and always assume that someone's listening. As a matter of fact, while I'm thinking about it, anybody using the 17 or the 92, please, even during a non-emergency, I mean, just in everyday use, be mindful of what you say, because I know the Louisville Fire Department has an amateur radio in it, and with two amateurs that I know of that work for the department, and I'm sure there's several more that I don't know of between Louisville and other county fire departments and police departments, so I personally prefer to be a little more professional on those two repeaters, but I'm not saying you have to be perfect all the time. Reset. Information transmitted over amateur radio can never be totally secure. The FCC rules strictly prohibit us from using any code designed to obscure messages' actual meaning. Of course, we all know that. Anyone listening with a scanner can hear all that is said on voice nets. The Federal Communications Privacy Act does not protect amateur radio communications. Anything overheard may be legally revealed or discussed. So, of course, I'm sure most of us already know that. Just a general reminder. Whenever we get our ARIES IDs, and I'm sure we all have our hand licenses already, go ahead and get them laminated somewhere and have them on you. This goes a long way as to streamlining things whenever we're needed. And I have another announcement at the end, but I'll wait till then. KD5MNO, thank you.
Okay, Greg, appreciate it. What's that last announcement pertaining to? Because you're last on the roll.
Okay, well, for those of you that care, I got a job the other day. I'm not going to be able to make it to the July meeting, but I will be available for August, where I will take a show of hands for people that want Dakara badges. If there's enough, we'll go ahead and collect some money and order them up. KD5MNO.
Okay, Greg, appreciate it. Do I have any last check-ins at this time? Alrighty, appreciate everybody that checked in tonight. The audio from tonight's net will be posted on the ARIES website, and it'll be up there probably before 9 o'clock tonight if you wish to review any of it. It's going to be about 24 minutes long, so won't be too terribly long and hard to listen to tonight. Again, I'd like for people to be considering, and I'm not expecting responses tonight, but I'm looking to build up a pool of operators that have about 5 years or more experience experience in amateur radio that are comfortable running in a net environment. This is going to be part of our larger scale plans in case we have some sort of a deployment, and we're trying to keep it from being just one or two people that may be out of pocket in case something happens. I appreciate everyone checking in tonight's net, and we'll return the repeater to normal use. This is KC5GOI closing the July 2004 Aries training net. This is KC5GOI, clear.
KC5GOI, KG6LE.